Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, well, Frank Cusimano is with us here on a Monday afternoon. All we're going to hear from the national media this week is Diego Pavia. Diego Pavia is the best quarterback on the planet, and I love that. Have all the attention on Vanderbilt, Frank, and then go in there to Nashville and pull a shocker. How about that narrative for you?
I love it, Mark. That sounds perfect. And remember, in all of this hype and hoopla of the Commodores, they are a team that won two games 2 years ago. So I'm not denying that Clark Lee's done an unbelievable job and Pavia is really good, but this is, we're the Missouri Tigers who've won 21 games the last 2 years, who always win one score games, and who, since Coach Drink has arrived, the best fourth quarter FBS comeback team in America. That's pretty impressive.
Mark was so excited about the upcoming game that he just completely forgot to ask about the huge double overtime win that they had this weekend. So, Frank, share with me your breakaway, your thoughts.
We're so lucky, but we needed that.
Yeah, what did you take from the win this weekend?
Well, there's a line in a famous movie, Frankenstein, where the famous phrase is two words, it's alive, it's alive. Well, that's what happened. I mean, the Missouri Tigers kept their college football playoff hopes alive. You don't win with style points, you win with beating the other team on the scoreboard, and that's what they did. And when they had to have it, like with all the Drinks teams, they came through in the fourth quarter. You know, I was in the press box in Columbia a couple of weeks ago when they played South Carolina, and there's an Atlanta Falcons scout there. And I said, who's the best NFL prospect on this Missouri team? And he said, Zion Young. And we saw what Zion Young did at the end of that game and in overtime. He was a one-man wrecking crew. You cannot block him. And when Bo Prabula had to make a play, he made a play. When Kevin Coleman had to make a play, he made a play. It was not pretty, but we'll take a victory. And let me tell you something else. Yes, Howard Richards was with me all morning today, and he said that's the best defense in the SEC. I don't care what their record is. I don't care what their offense is. They got dudes, and that was a really good defensive team.
Also, not only that, but I had a personal friend who was there. I don't know if you've ever been to Auburn. I have not, but he said, and he's been to other SEC schools, he says he's never seen an atmosphere like that. So you're playing against an exceptional defense and a home field crowd that is just going nuts. So I'll take the win, and then I'll take all the attention on Vanderbilt this week because a lot of it's not going to be on Mizzou, but let's see if we can, you know, snag a victory down in Nashville. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, can you imagine, by the way, like the hype down there with the game day crew coming and their best record in 75 years? Yeah, this is, Missouri's just going to be an afterthought going into this, and you're right, Mark. It's a good strategy. That's the way it could work out really well for Mizzou.
Frank, the Blues got another good win over the weekend, beating the Dallas Stars. Jimmy Snuggerud continues to look really sharp. What are you seeing from the Blues early in the year?
Well, what I saw on Saturday night was Jordan Binnington said, enough is enough. These 13 goals allowed in the first two games, that's not us, and I'm going to put on a show. He had a couple of saves, some point-blank range on Saturday night that were out of sight, and then Jordan Kyrou looked like the most skilled player that he is. I mean, look, Kyrou's not your best player. Robert Thomas is. But Kyrou is your most skilled. He had a couple of moments Saturday that were just breathtaking. And it's interesting because before the game, Coach Montgomery said, we need him to play better. We need him to play like he's capable of playing. And he really came through.
He doesn't have any more hair to pull out of the top of his head, but Brian Daboll must have felt sick to his stomach. Oof. And still does. What a comeback by Denver in that game against the Giants yesterday.
Yeah, it's just insane when you think 33 points in the fourth quarter and the only quarterback in Bo Nix to ever score two touchdowns running and two touchdowns throwing in one quarter after Bo Nix looked like the worst quarterback on the planet Earth for three quarters. So that game will probably seal the deal for Daboll, unless like Nix would have won a ton of games in a row. But he was on, you know, shaky ground to begin with, and you just can't lose a game.
It reminded me of that, you know, the Chiefs game. Remember when they had the big lead and the Colts beat them back 10 years ago? And that was like a lead of that sort.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the Chiefs. Reports of their demise greatly exaggerated. They got their full team back, and they just look magnificent. Patrick Mahomes this morning is already now the odds-on favorite to win the MVP, and they're only 4-3.
Well, you could tell the difference. Look, Rashee Rice gets touches right away, and there's just a difference in the offense because of his presence. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Frank, we'll talk on Friday afternoon with another Mizzou preview. Have a great
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.